Penguin Random House Audio presents At the Stranger's Gate, Arrivals in New York. This is the author, Adam Gopnik. This one is only for Martha. First, last, love life, ever, always, awake or, quite often in this book, asleep. Part 1. The Blue Room. Chapter 1. The Blue Room and the Big Store. A bus to the city, a train to a wedding. On the morning I was to be married in New York, I went to a bookstore, as I always did in moments of crisis or bliss, until all the bookstores closed and you had to seek some comfort or inspiration somewhere in the ether, like a monk. There I found what I hoped would serve as an epigraph for our approaching wedding. It was from the 18th century Japanese poet Issa, the most humorous and tender of haiku makers, and it ran simply, "The world of dew is a world of dew." But even so, I grasped it at once, or thought I did, in all its pregnant simplicity, its simple bow and implicit enormity. Life passes, and it's difficult, but within it, pleasures and epiphanies arise. You marry the prettiest girl you've ever met in the greatest city on earth. Don't kid yourself, but maybe you can kid yourself a bit. Years later, when I was writing Talk of the Town for The New Yorker, I would interview one of the Andrews sisters about Bing Crosby. "You couldn't kid him a lot," she said, wryly, "but you could kid him a little." It depended on the angle that he wore his hat. Life, it occurred to me, is like Bing Crosby, its moods indicated by the pressures of the time, like that hat.